So, a very warm welcome to tonight's event, Afropean Future at the E-Work Freiburg, Gallery for Contemporary Art. It's a great honor and joy to have you all here. So thank you so much for being with us tonight. My name is Heidi Brunschweiler, I am the head of visual arts at E-Work, and I curated, together with Jasmine Tutu, the exhibition Radical Encounters, Afropean Perspectives, which is currently on at our venue, and you will have time after the evening to go around and see it. After this intense week of scholarly discussions in the framework of the VAD Tago, we decided to dedicate this evening to artistic expressions and to the dialogue between arts and knowledge production. I want to thank you, all of you who contributed to this evening, especially our participants in alphabetic order. Asheti Akonfra, from whom we will see a short film, Natasha A. Kelly in the middle, Dr. Natasha Kelly, Dr. Emily Gubia-Kesse on the left, Johnny Pitts, which we will see in a minute, he's with us online, and Jasmine Tutum. Before I hand over to Jasmine, just briefly, in Gallery 1 you can see the film installation by John Akonfra, Transfigured Night. He revisits the hopeful early days of decolonial independence from today's perspective by combining archival footage and own imagery. Downstairs in Gallery 2 you see the multimedia installation by the Algerian-French artist Mohamed Bourissa. It is partly filmed in the psychiatric clinic in Blida, Algeria, where Frantz Fanon worked as a psychiatr. Bourissa's work addresses French colonial psychiatry and its construction of racial stereotypes that still impact us. So, after this you can discover the exhibition. Without further ado, I hand over to Jasmine for the introduction.